What's up, everybody? It's Shameless Plug time. So thanks for checking out the podcast, Going Full Nerd. Make sure you like, share, and subscribe everywhere possible. So look for Going Full Nerd on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, goingfullnerd.com, and my Twitter handle, ONYXXX1969. You can also listen to the audio version on its home, anchor.fm, but also on Pandora, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or wherever you consume your podcast listening pleasure. Hey guys, let's get on with the show. All right, all right, all right. What's happening, everybody? It's your boy Onyx, and dang, I got started 1 minute early, but it's 6 o'clock now. It's 6 o'clock on Sunday. I know. I said that I was going to start doing 7 p.m. But I had the opportunity to be at our normal time. So, you know, Hey, it's better late than never, or better early than whatever, or however those sayings go. But what's happening? I hope your week's been pretty good, because my week has been all over the place. A few people ticked me off, but I did, you know, hence the parental guidance hack, because, you know, I just had some moments. I just really had some moments this week, and I'm kind of glad that I had the time to sit back and pull, like, you know, like Bad Boys, woosha, woosha. You know, I got to play a little bit because, you know, you see the scene from Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3 behind me. But when you, hold on, let me move a little bit. You like that. You like that. New computer stuff to play around with. That's, you know, that's how it goes. I mean, that's what I do. I mean, I try to figure ways to make it more fun. Ways to make it a little bit better. But holla holla, what's happening? So, we give a little hand clap. Even though this pains me to say it. You know, let's give a big hoorah for the Dallas Cowboys. But the flag football style, the one my grandson's on, they advanced to be 2-0 today with a 30-6 win over the Cleveland Browns. Yeah, it was awesome. It was awesome. You got to love it. You got to love it. You know, when the refs look at you and say, yeah, I know y'all got this stacked, I'll be like, yo, keep your mouth shut. Be quiet. We're going to do what we do. But anyway, it's all good. It's all good. So what am I going to talk about today? Obviously, you could tell from the title. We've got Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3, the last of the trilogy of James Gunn and the Guardians of the Galaxy. And truthfully, this is also a farewell from James Gunn to the Marvel Cinematic Universe, because, you know, we all know he's the head of Warner Brothers and DC Studios now, right? Right? Wow. So, you know, that's going to be, it's one of those things where you want to like the movie, you want to love the movie, because this is old boy's last movie with Marvel. And you got to say something. You know, Mama always said, if you can't say something nice, don't say nothing at all. But, as I always say, if you can't say something nice, send it to me. Let me say it for you. Now, here's the deal. Here's the deal. Let's talk back about Guardians of the Galaxy. Guardians of the Galaxy was really, in their long history, not really an A-list team in any Marvel comic. Oh, I had to take a sip of that adult beverage. But here goes the deal. Let's talk about the characters. Before we talk about a farewell, let's talk a little bit about what we got here. Let's talk about these characters. Groot showed up as a world-conquering tree way back when in the 1960s. Can't remember the exact issue. Quick Google search will tell you. It's all good. And it wasn't the former group we know now. Then, let's take a look. Mantis showed up in an Avengers comic, but she was supposed to be the Celestial Madonna, ended up marrying a plant, turning green. Yeah, okay, let's get that. Nebula showed up in a little more recent history as a pirate who said she was the daughter of Thanos, but Thanos was like, I ain't got no goddamn kids, you know? And, you know, whether he was, you know, ducking child support or something, I don't know. I mean, retcons and retcons later, he probably was, because they said he had a bunch of kids all around there, but that's a whole different story. Then, let's see, Gamora was introduced in an Adam Warlock comic as the deadliest woman in the galaxy. Rocket Raccoon was actually introduced in a Hulk comic book. A Hulk comic book at that. And then last but not least, Star-Lord made his appearance in a book called Marvel Premiere and looked nothing like what we know in the movies and the comic books today. Even though I think he would look a little bit better if he looked like this guy up here. You know, I could have been Star-Lord. It's all good. But anyway, so here's the thing. And I'm going to do my best to keep from spoiling this film. So there's a couple of things that we were able to kind of solidify in this film. And we were going to solidify what happened to 2014 Gamora from the end of Endgame. We got that. Oh, I forgot Drax. Thank you, Omar. Drax was green. Drax was the living embodiment of a person to kill Thanos from an Earth person. So that, I mean, that's all of the Guardians in their original comic book form. Now we got these guys. This lovable bunch of a-holes, as they like to call them from the very first. And I remember when I got press credentials to go see the first Guardians. They sent me free tickets, actually. And those free tickets, because they really didn't know how this movie was going to do. They didn't know if the soundtrack was going to be all right. They didn't know if the actors were going to fit in, because Chris Pratt was an unknown quantity from his comedic work and things like that. And really, the OG Guardians of the Galaxy, from my comic book experience, was Vance Astro, Starhawk, which was essentially two people, Starkar and Alita. Then you had Martin X, Charlie 27, Nikki from Mercury. And this was all in the future, like the 35th century. So, if you're going to talk about the original Guardians, the coolest, I used to love Martin X. But, you know, the thing about Martin X, back in the day, everybody used to get Martin X and Iceman confused, because you could actually draw the two of them very similar. And Martin X was just a fact because he was a prism. You could, you know, think. A little added Easter egg note. Martin X makes an appearance in this film, played by Michael Rosenbaum. Michael Rosenbaum. Yeah, y'all know who that was. Lex Luthor from Smallville. Yeah, pretty cool, right? I know. He's a cool dude. To me, he was one of the best Lex Luthors. But let's continue on. And then we're not even going to get into Sylvester Stallone playing Starhawk or Starkar. You know, there was no Alita, so whatever. It is what it is. So, here's the deal. And this is what we're going to go ahead and sit back and say. As with all movie reviews, I try to do my best not to spoil it. And we pretty much had some spoilers before the movie started. They were saying, somebody's going to die, somebody's going to get killed, and then it's going to be the end of the Guardians of the Galaxy. That's what they were saying. They were true. Okay? Rumors were true to a point. Not going to give you the specific rumors. until maybe at the end, and I'll do spoiler alert, and then we could talk about some of the things we saw at the end of the movie that's, you know, top secret, hush hush, but it leaves you to wonder where we're going to go. So, the bad. The bad about the movie is really hard to say, because there were a couple of moments where the pacing seemed a little bit off. It was kind of slow. It was kind of like, okay, let's fill in these gaps, but the gaps were drastically off. So the reason why I say that is, if you saw Thor Love and Thunder, there was a, they were talking about the time Thor spent with the Guardians. Because as we all know, at the end of Endgame, Thor and the Guardians took off to space. Pew, they were gone with a teenage group. Right? Right. Then, for those of you with Disney Plus, we also had the Guardians Christmas special, which you really don't have to watch, but if you do watch, there are some cool Easter eggs in this movie that you get from watching the Christmas special, which you can find on Disney Plus. I'm not compensated by Disney. I do own Disney stock, if you call that compensation, but that's not really compensation. But listen, let us continue on. So, oh, what's the dilly? What do we do? Okay, so let's keep it on. So we fill in a lot of gaps and a lot of unanswered questions about the characters from the Guardians of the Galaxy. Now let's talk a little bit about Hollywood. Let's talk about a little bit about production. There's a couple of things. Part of the bad is, you know, I remember back in the day, I guess social media and even the platform that we're on and the things, it was kind of hard not to get spoilers on the movie. We call them Easter eggs because they're hidden. That's the key. Easter egg. Get it? Hiding Easter eggs. Get it? Anyway. So the deal is, you know, back in the day, I mean, I think a few of you remember this. We never got all these spoilers. We saw the trailers on TV. And then we got a lot of things that we were like, we could speculate on. But then the trailer was always it. The newspaper and the posters were always it. Right now, we don't really get that. But we do get end credit scenes. We do get trailers. We do get actors talking about their contracts, their personal things. And here's the deal. It's interesting. It's wild. It's crazy. And now we come to what I consider some of the bad. And some of the bad that I feel for this, and bootlegs, yes, and bootlegs, yes, 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 yes. So here's the thing, and this is what I'm going to go ahead and put out there. Characters that did not get their just due in this movie. First of all, let's go back to Guardians of the Galaxy 2. And we had those nice little golden people that were pretty badass, and they had hired the Guardians and all that. Come to find out, they weren't as badass as we thought. Yeah, that sucks. Then we got Adam Warlock. Yes, I am kind of upset with what they did with Adam Warlock in this film. Adam Warlock has been one of my favorite characters, and I really still felt that they, even though, let's go talk about it, the Infinity Saga with Thanos was awesome, it was great, it was epic, it broke records with Endgame and Infinity War, and it had never been done before to connect all these movies, but I feel that they did us an injustice by not having Adam Warlock involved in that, because Adam Warlock was always the bane to Thanos' existence. So we finally do get Adam Warlock in an MCU film. And I think that we have done Adam Warlock a serious injustice. Did Will Poulter look good as the character? Yes. Yes, he did. Did we have the soul gem wielding powerhouse that we love from the comic books? not necessarily. And there were moments that I kind of felt that we're going to give the fans what they want because it's the space side of Marvel, and we teased Adam Warlock, so we're going to fulfill our obligation to James Gunn, and he gets to put Adam Warlock in his film. And that's pretty much all I felt about that. But let's talk the big bad. Let's talk about good old High Evolutionary. Yo, oh boy, I'm not even going to pronounce his name. I really have. Chiwiliwilulu. Yo, that is so mad disrespectful of me. I mean, dude is a good actor, but there's no way in hell I'm going to try to pronounce his name. Matter of fact, I should. What I need to do is, you know, I need to see how do you pronounce the actor's name. Because in the comic books, the character's name is Herbert Edgar Wyndham, and he's an Earthling. Not so much an Earthling in this one, or at least they did not explore that option. But I gotta do this. But played by, we gotta get a pronunciation. How do we pronounce his name? He's a Nigerian-born actor. I don't want to tear up his name. How do Chukwudi Iwuji? How do you pronounce? Let's go. Let's pull it up. Maybe I can get. How do you pronounce? Okay, I'm about to pronounce his name. I'm about to get it played. Let's play it. Let's see. Hopefully, how you can pronounce. Please do not play a YouTube commercial.
Chukwudi
Iwuji. Chukwudi Iwuji. Okay, that's his name. Chukwudi Iwuji. I hope that's right. I'm gonna call him Chuck. It's mad disrespectful, but I'm sorry. You know, he's not a guest on my show, so you know, if you want to call this a show, this is just me ranting. But okay, so Chuck. All right, my man, I loved him in Peacemaker. Don't get it twisted. He was a beast in Peacemaker. I loved his character in Peacemaker. Now, here's the deal. He did a great acting job on this, but I think that we didn't capture the true essence of the High Evolutionary because the character was played a little bit cuckoo. And I don't think the High Evolutionary was more so cuckoo in the comics, but I think he was more, I will say, detached from his humanity, if that makes sense. So this particular thing, so, you know, but the acting was awesome. The motivation of the character, to me, it seemed like it lacked a little bit of substance. That's just me, your boy. But my man did what he had. He did well with what he had and gave a good, memorable performance. Is he the best villain of the MCU? No. Was he very powerful as a villain in the MCU? Yes. Was he underpowered from his comic book version? Hell yeah. Okay? Just putting it out there. Would have been nice, but it is what it is. But we did get the High Evolutionary. We did get the Anti-Men, which were connected to the High Evolutionary. We did get Counter-Earth, which was connected to the High Evolutionary. So we did pretty good on that. We did pretty good as far as touching all of those elements. Okay? But what was this story about? And now let's get to the good. Basically, we were closing out the Guardians in their current iteration. All right. We got introduced to a couple of cool characters in two, not just one, but two after credit scenes. The first after credit scenes was pretty damn awesome. The second after credit scene, not so much, but it tickled your funny bone. Just a little bit. Let me see the funny bone. Just tickle it just a little bit. All right. So what I can say is we did pretty dang good on Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3. Now, things that were awesome. Soundtrack on point. Yo, you be in there doing this. You'll be like, yes, with all of the soundtrack. With the action scenes, oh my gosh. Yo, what is with Marvel and hallway fight scenes? What is with that? This is not a spoiler, but in the Marvel tradition, there is a hallway fight scene. There's a few fight scenes. There's a lot of cool-ass fight scenes in this whole flick. And I'm going to tell you, there is one that takes the cake. And you will sit back and be like, damn! They put their foot in this one. They were like, yo, it's like cooking. It was like cooking collard greens with a nice seasoned piece of fatback. You know what I'm saying? And the pot liquor, the greens, and all that. Got the mac and cheese baked, and it was just delicious. It was awesome. I made myself hungry. Mm. But here we go. You know, so what do we do? What do we do from here? What else was great in this movie? We pretty much closed out the trilogy, but we did not completely close out the Guardians. Will we see the Guardians of the Galaxy in another form or fashion? Yes. Are there a lot of actors not coming back? Well, we know this from, not from the movie, but we know this from watching on the internet. Bautista doesn't want to work shirtless anymore, so I doubt we'll see him back. Okay? Zoe Saldana, yo, she played a green-skinned woman, a blue-skinned woman. We're probably not going to see her in too much makeup anymore because, you know, that. You know, she's probably breaking out, you know. And when I say breaking out, I'm not talking about breaking out into a big career role. I'm talking about breaking out skin-wise and all that damn makeup. So it is what it is. So now, let's go ahead and talk a couple of other things. We got a new set of Guardians. We got a couple of new characters. We got a couple of characters that came into their own. But what we won't have is James Gunn. And there's a guarantee, and I can say this is not a spoiler, there's a guarantee Star-Lord will return, okay? You can't escape that on the internet. Chris Pratt announced, if Marvel wants him, he's there. So that gave me the clue before even seeing the movie, he gonna be all right. Everybody else up in the air. Everybody else contract is like, yeah, but we all know Bautista is not coming back. And we know Zoe Saldana is not coming back. They got to pay them some serious money. But I don't think Bautista is going to do it. The reason why Bautista has been acting in a whole bunch of other stuff, showing his acting chops, which are pretty damn good. I think they're better than a lot of wrestlers turn actor. Personally, I think right now, if you talk about it, if I had to rate the three wrestlers, the three main wrestlers that are in movies right now. And who are they? John Cena. You can't see him. The Rock. I hope I got my eyebrow up. And Bautista. I'm actually going to go, and y'all going to hate me for this one. And a lot of people going, my opinion, it goes as far as acting capability, Bautista, Cena, then The Rock. Fight me if you want to. That's how I rate them. I like them like in that order. You know, just putting my opinion out there. Sue me if I'm wrong. Because you can't sue somebody who ain't got no money. Well, in essence, you can. You're just not going to get paid. That's makes sense. Makes sense. All right. So there were a lot of moments. I got kind of teary-eyed in the movie. They pushed the emotional buttons or put the subliminal messages in there. But here's the bottom line up front. Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3, go see it. Pay the full price. Go check it out. I may check it out twice because I liked it. I liked it from start to finish. Is it a 5 out of 5? No, there were a couple of slow moments that just didn't sit right with your boy, but they were decent. The music is on point. When No Sleep Till Brooklyn dropped, your boy was feeling real nostalgic. Real nostalgic. Like, yo, that was my jam back in the day. No Sleep Till Brooklyn, man. Man, listen, that was on point. But anyway, I hope you guys get the chance to go see it because we got a lot of movies getting ready to pop, pop, pop off. We got a lot of superhero stuff getting ready to pop, pop, pop off. You know, despite Ezra Miller, that Flash looks real good. Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse looking real juicy, looking real good. It's looking, how they do it? It's almost like the Deliverance, you know. Oh, it's looking real good. You're looking real good there. Into the Spider-Verse, you're looking real good. Then Marvel's, I don't care what anybody says, all the internet hate Brie Larson gets. Yo, that Marvel's trailer is on fire. Now, here's the thing you can't expect from Marvel's or the Guardians of the Galaxy. You're not going to get a tie-in to Secret Wars, or at least I don't think there was. You're not going to get a tie-in to anything dealing with Jonathan Majors' Kang the Conqueror. There's nothing in that, so do that. So just go to this movie and enjoy what you see. Look at it as a wrap-up of the Guardians of the Galaxy's trilogy. This one's, it's done, folks. It's done. De-deep, de-deep, de-deep. That's all. Now you want to talk a little comic book stuff. Yeah, Nightcrawler is becoming Spider-Man in the comic books. Yes. It's kind of strange, but if you get to check out some comic books, there's a comic book called, let me tell you which one it is. I'll tell you what it is. Let's talk about it. What you're going to go ahead and do, and I'll do this real quick. Oh, let's see. Boom, boom, boom. Before we get offline today, what I want you to do is pick up a comic book. That comic book is called, if I remember, Sons of X. It is an X-Men comic book. Before they do their next arcing storyline called Before the Fall. It gives you the fate of Kurt Wagner, Nightcrawler. And by the end of that comic book, spoilers, we find out he's separating himself from the X-Men and he's going to become the friendly neighborhood Spider-Man, or at least a Nightcrawler version of Spider-Man. If you want to go and see what the costume looks like, hey, go over to goingfullnerd.com. I got a copy of the cover posted in one, if I remember right, becomes one of the, you'll see the cover. He's got his own Spider-Man style outfit. You still with his signature Nightcrawler look, and it comes out. It's called Uncanny Spider-Man #1, and it's getting ready to drop real soon in the next couple of months. So that's going to be real interesting. Sisu, that movie, you know, that movie, it's got its things. You know, only a trailer. It's supposed to be what, May 26th? Yo, that it's a little something. It's a little something. Lionsgate, right? If I remember right. That's the, which, make sure I got the right one. We got the Red Band trailer. There you go. Yeah. Yep, that's the one. World War II. During the last days of World War II, solitary prospector crosses path with Nazis on a scorched earth retreat in North Finland. When the soldiers decide to steal his gold, they quickly discover they tangled with no ordinary miner. Yo, that does sound a little tight. The Gamera anime. Who doesn't love giant turtles? Who doesn't love giant turtles, folks? Come on. That That might be something worth watching. That might be worth watching. But here goes my line. There's also going to be a couple of things. Sorry, guys. I still haven't watched John Wick.
None of them.
And we getting a John Wick prequel getting ready to come out. I don't know. Sometimes it's just not enough time in a lot of movies. All right, guys. But I'm going to let you go. We have gone over our time that we usually do. And I'm so glad we've had this time together. And I hope I didn't spoil a whole lot. We'll be back next week. I think I'm going to go ahead and look. Let me see. You know, I think next week might be a 7 o'clock show. I'm not sure. Let me check the schedule. We might do 7 o'clock next week. We might do that. And the only reason why I say we might do a 7 o'clock, and that is because I have a late game with the grandkids. We might do that. Well, I might have a late game with the football team. So it is what it is. So, all right. And plus, it's Mother's Day next week, and we might do a little tribute to all the mothers out there. Mothers or mothers? Which one? I think that Saturday is a Mother's Day, but Mother's Day is on Sunday. So we'll be there. We'll be here. Anyway, everybody, hey, if you haven't already done so, please hit this video with a good thumbs up and a like. That is what we need to grow. People get to see it more if you put like on there. Remember, like, share, subscribe. So now it's time for me to hit the funky outro music. And as always, if you can't say something nice to anybody, don't say it. Send it to me. Let me say it for you. Y'all never take me up on that. Never. Never, ever, 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 ever. Y'all are a nice bunch, I tell you that. But funky outro music, and here we go. Oh, that epic outro. That's epic. Epic. Oh, yeah. Epic outro music aside, hey, thanks everybody for coming in. Hey, just remember, the links are inside of the description of this video. And you can start donating now if you like, you know, for the fundraiser for Children's Miracle Network Hospital. I mean, I'm going to do mine, you do yours, and we can make some kids' difference in some kids' life. That's how we, you know, kind of do it. But in addition to that, I'm going to start streaming. Well, not so much live streaming, but I'm going to start recording some of my horrible gameplay and posting it up and talking about random stuff. We got to get that done. I got to get that done. And I'm just glad that you guys are on this journey here with me right now. And I got to go get me a cool Guardians of the Galaxy t-shirt or something, because it's time for me to bust some new, cool, fresh t-shirts and hats on you guys. Looks like I'm going to have to get some anime stuff. That's just how it works. Peace. I'm out. Oh, and if you've lasted this long and not subscribed, there's a subscribe button right here. And I'm going to go ahead and tell you, if you look over here, there's some cool videos that you might be interested in from videos on my channel, of course. Peace.